On Blog Talk Radio for Revolution Zone. I'm your host, Jeremy the Impact York. Thanks for joining us. Of course, today we are brought to you by the lovely people at Impact Media and those amazing Texas Revolution. Well, they're well deserved on the franchise of the year they got. And of course, you guys do know since it's end of the year, I'm going to try to get on as many people as possible, like I said, but also in talking about the end of the year, I wanted to bring on my very special guest because I think he's going to have one of the better takes. So, without further ado, I want to bring on the assistant general manager of the franchise of the year in the CIF. He also likes walks on the beach and playing Pokemon online, and at least one of those three things is true. Ian John Navarez Jr., how are you doing, John?
I'm doing pretty good. I appreciate it. And I got to give you a shout out for the intro music. That was pretty sweet.
Yeah, we've been trying to fix things a little better here, and Revolution theme seemed to catch on, so we leave it on there. Everybody likes it.
Right, and then I also would note I would play online Pokemon if I knew how to.
There's something to it. I actually have my youngest nephew, I think he speaks Pikachu. I went back and started watching some of the old cartoons, and he makes a lot of the same noises as the little yellow rat character did, so...
Right,
you know, maybe
right.
maybe there's something to this.
Yeah, definitely. Cause I mean, I used to play that game on Game Boy all the time. If I had a Game Boy, I'd probably still be playing it all the time.
See, that reminds me. I got a Game Boy Color somewhere in storage, and I'm gonna probably go find it after this show.
There you go.
As we now lost a third of our audience, probably they have no idea what we're talking about.
Yeah.
But like I said, I did want to get you on. There's some serious topics we'll get into in a minute. But, you know, it's been a little while since I had you back on. I was actually listening to some clips from the previous shows you were on a little bit earlier. So we'll get into some fun stuff first, and then we'll get into the serious things and hopefully get some people some answers.
Sounds good to me.
Let's see. And there's some fan questions as well towards the end because – quite a few people were excited that you were on the show besides myself. So shout out to all those people and the people that sent in these questions. But, you know, NFL's coming up. So I was going to ask you what you think of your Bengals so far this year.
Well, I am honestly ready for the next era. You know, unfortunately, they re-signed Marvin Lewis once again at the very last second. So I honestly think we'll do the very exact same thing. You know, we're kind of hurting on the receiving core, you know, during the offseason, and we drafted a couple guys, didn't really touch base with free agency in that position that well. And, I mean, other than that, it's pretty much the same guys, you know, front and back. So I believe we'll go to the playoffs and lose the first game yet again.
Well, at least you're making it to playoff games because, you know, as we broadcast today from our Atlanta studio here, the Impact Media studio near Atlanta, it's not like the Falcons are getting anywhere close anytime soon. So, I mean, at least you guys are sniffing the playoffs every year.
Right, right. That is very true. Very true.
But, you know, both teams are going to rebound a little bit, and I do agree that you kind of need a changing of the guard up there, possibly a quarterback, even though I wouldn't blame him. He's playing this game, so I agree that maybe Marvin Lewis should move on.
Right, exactly. I mean, you can't blame the guy. You know, makes playoffs 6-7 years in a row or whatever, but you can't win the games, you know, the ones that matters. So, and it's pretty funny, since we speak of it, a lot of people brought that up about our season this year. So, but I definitely relate, and I feel the pain, but I think it is time to change some things around up there in Cincinnati and see if we can get something new.
Exactly. You know, since you brought it up, we'll go into that as far as what have you gotten so far as the fan feedback about this season in Texas?
This season, honestly, the fan feedback has been, you know, we've actually felt more love this season than we ever, you know, ever really have. You know, we had our first really good season last year, and so we were able to build off of that, you know, off our fan base wise, and obviously grew those numbers a lot coming off this last season. And just love. I really, that's one word to describe it, is love. You know, they're here, they're supporting us, and you know, it was more of the fans coming to hug us after the end of the game, after the loss, rather than us trying to find them. So I definitely love our fan group. It's growing bigger every year, and look forward to see what they got in store for us.
Yeah, I absolutely agree. And you know, I mentioned one of the awards, but I just want to commend them and repeat them again. Congratulations to you guys for Franchise of the Year, Executive of the Year that Charlie got, Coach of the Year, Victor Mann, Robert Kent with the MVP, which he probably should have got first, second, and third in that one. Game Operations and Offensive Player of the Year with Robert Kent. And then having somebody in the top three, you know, final three for Kent's team, Best Community Relations, Best Media Relations, Defensive Player of the Year with Playmaker Webb, which I think he got shafted on that one. Maybe a little biased. And Special Teams Player of the Year, Joe Adams. I mean, the bats, I don't know if that helps that or that hurts. I guess I'll put it to you that way. Does that help with pain of that loss, or does that hurt that, you know, you get all these awards on the wall and go, man, they had a really successful year, and then the loss?
Well, honestly, you know, I do watch what people do say online with the loyal fans that we do have in the CIF. And actually one guy, I forget his name, I apologize, but he made a meme about us with the Michael Jordan face and basically called us the regular season champions, which honestly, that is exactly what we were. We won everything. But the most important goal that we'll look forward to, and you know, that's just how I carry myself throughout the season as well. You know, it's great to reflect upon. It's awesome to see the hard work that we put into that's recognized through the league. You know, the talent, obviously with Robert Kent being recognized through the league. But at the end of the day, you know, you really want to win that championship. And you know, for example, when we were in San Angelo and. You know, we beat the brakes off San Angelo in San Angelo, and at the end of the game, you know, one of the players say, "John, you know, we just whooped them. Put a smile on your face. You know, they'd be a little bit happy." I'm like, but I've seen that before. You know, I've seen us put 100, you know, close to 100 points before. Now I've seen the MVP. Now I've seen the Franchise of the Year award. I've seen everything. I've seen, you know, us winning a game by a field goal. I've seen everything except for the ring. So, you know, it has its positives and negatives. It definitely motivates us to know what we can build off of, you know, for next year. But at the end of the day, there's only one goal on the football field, and that's to win that last game.
Absolutely. And, you know, I've been quoted as saying I thought this team had more talent, even in places I didn't think they could have more talent. But you know, there's a reason why that ball is not completely round. Sometimes it just didn't quite bounce the way you want to.
Right. Yep. And you know, the man upstairs has got a plan for us, and you know, maybe we weren't ready for it, and maybe Wichita needed it more this year than anybody else. I don't know, and I never will know. All I know is that next year, it's ours for sure. So we got to do whatever we got to do to take care of business next year. We can't get as far as we did, accomplish everything that we did, have the talent on the field like we did, and not win that final game. So. We're doing everything now, and I mean, our recruiting process started about a month ago. You know, I've actually gathered a team this year. We have a scouting department. My friends Tony Sky and Cole Burris, now new interns for the Revolution. So shout out to those guys that have been doing a good job. But yeah, we're neck deep into preparations for next year already. So expect a lot from us.
Exactly, and hey, it's just. Just how the team is moving on up through the ranks and getting better each and every year, that now there's a scouting department and you're able to pull in people that you know are more than capable of fielding the next team.
Right. Yeah. You know, we go through interns every year, and you know, those select few, you know, an example like Dave, the really dedicated ones. You know, he might be silly on the field, he might be silly everywhere, but there's a reason why he stuck around and nobody else did, really. So, and I really have a good feeling about these new two guys that are here. You know, they want to be here to better our football team on the field. So, that's what I'm going to get them involved with, and they're, you know, they're already doing a great job. So, we're going to do all right.
Yeah, I believe so as well. And you had pretty good interns this year. I was able to speak to a couple of them, but yeah, there is something special about Dave, and it's not just his quirkiness or goofiness. He seems to be pretty good at taking care of that front office.
Yeah, he definitely does a good job of keeping everything together. Cause, you know, I used to be the front office manager. And, you know, I know exactly what he was going through. The thing is, the difference between me and him is he's 10 times more funnier and uglier. So it makes it 10 times better with him up there in the front running things.
Yeah, I think shout out to Dave on that one. He might agree with you, actually.
Yeah, I bet he would. I bet he would.
You know, speaking of another person who is now a former employee of the Revolution, and it's not for a bad reason, at least for none I know of, and if it is, you won't speak on it anyway, because we're all pros here.
Sorry about
See,
that, but yeah.
No, about to say, we already have fans that are already outraged at this, but, you know, tell me a little bit about Lonnie Clark's last call there and what that meant to you guys and you know, what you gathered as far as what it meant to him.
Yeah, I mean, Sonny was here before I was. So, I mean, honestly, the first person I asked about recruitment and how things operate was actually Sonny. So he kind of welcomed me into this business, you know, was knowing that he's been here for a while. He's obviously the first person I went to. And, you know, he not only what he does, you know, on the mic, and he explains everything. He's the most knowledgeable man of our league and our team. You know, so if there was somebody to call the games, it's obviously going to be Sonny. So with him being gone, you know, that's definitely going to leave a big crater in our organization that we'll definitely have to replace. He did such a great job, really prepared with everything that he did, real knowledgeable of the game, like I said. So, you know, hats off to him. I appreciate him, everything he did, and definitely getting me used to, you know, this business on and off the field. And, you know, good luck with everything he's got going on here in the near future.
Absolutely. He's got some, you know, I talked to him a good bit the same way I talked to you off the show a lot. And I know he's got some fun things coming up and some new ventures he was talking about getting into. So we definitely wish him the best on that. And we'll hopefully have him on the show a handful of times, probably throughout the summer anyway, but into next year, because he's still going to have an analysis and he's still going to have a great opinion of the indoor game,
oh, yeah,
especially the Revolution.
And that's what he's most famous for, is his opinion, for sure.
Absolutely. Hey, in media, that's all we have, right? We have our pretty faces,
right,
and we have our opinion.
Right, exactly.
Let's see. I'm going to go to a fan question here, because it kind of goes in line with what we were talking about. This fan wanted to know, given this year's success, where can you improve next season?
I mean, there's only one other change that, you know, was only one thing that we're missing, and it's that ring. So winning that final game. So we just got to do a better position of putting guys in position to be successful on the field. We got to do a better job of, you know, upgrading talent to where we lack sometimes on the field. We need to, you know, we only strive for perfection, and I think I pushed that as much as I could the last time I was on your interview. You know, I want an undefeated season. I want to win the championship. I don't want, you know, any close draws. I don't want anything else other than, you know, success for this team. So, obviously, we didn't accomplish that final goal. So, basically, we need to upgrade the team, make sure our coaches do a good job of getting them prepared like they did this year and winning that last game.
Absolutely, and that is something you've stressed both other times you've been on, is that perfection. And to me, that's you know, one of the signs of a great leader is that you don't take a victory is a victory, but you're like, you know, if we would have pushed harder, or maybe we could have done something different, we could have won by 10 and not 3, or we could have,
right,
you know, maybe played it better this way. And hindsight's always 20/20, but at the same time, it's, you know, great leaders recognize that you never accept and get comfortable where you're at. You always try to be better.
Right, exactly, exactly.
And for a lot of people, I know I had you on, I think about this time last year, and ask you this, but for the new listeners, tell us, you know, what kind of happens at this time of year for you at this point. I know there's a lot of exit physicals and stuff like that, which, for people that don't know, basically once the season ends, every sports team does this. Everybody goes to a physical analysis. It's called an exit physical most of the time, where you kind of address everything, you know, in case somebody needs something checked out or something like that. So Marcell Brooks is actually going to have a cast on his hand because of his injury or whatever for the next 6 weeks, but he should be fine after that. But, you know, what happens this time of year in the office of the assistant GM?
Well, you know, it definitely doesn't slow down. There's a lot of people who think we go home, take a break, you know, relax, and then in December and January just pick it back up. But unfortunately, that's not the case. Our weeks go from 80-hour weeks to 60-hour weeks, basically. so yeah, like you mentioned, the player exit physicals. We like to do exit interviews, and basically, you know, the guys who we don't feel should be back next year, you know, for talent or off the field issues, whatever it is, we kind of just let them know. We also gather their opinions, you know, on how we can improve from a front office staff and from a coaching staff. And then also the guys who we, you know, obviously would like to see next year, just seeing where their opinion is, where their head is, and to make sure we get them locked in as soon as possible. And off the field wise, it's just nothing but recruiting and nothing but selling corporate sponsorships and season tickets. So it's we have to be able to sell all through the off season to make it through the season. So really, depending on how easy of a season we want financially is, you know, reflective of how hard we work right now. So that's what we're all doing right now, and finding those players. That's basically what we're doing right now.
Exactly. And of course, we're on with the assistant general manager of the Texas Revolution, also known as the Franchise of the Year, which I think that should be right next to Frankie's Fathead, maybe as you walk in the door. Mr. John Navarez. A question I had that I come up with, because I was reminded when I was listening earlier to the previous one you were on, have you found a better neighborhood to live?
I actually got a quick exit out of that neighborhood because my appendix decided to basically grow and want to blow up inside me. So unfortunately, my parents do live in Allen, and they basically came to the rescue, grabbed my dogs, grabbed my stuff, and put me into the house while the lease was getting ready to end. And now I'm on my feet, getting ready to move into my next place over here in Allen. So, yes, I am out of that area, which is very, very good.
Because before the appendix thing, I feel like somebody got injured or something. Wasn't it like a week or so before that? I mean, things were starting to stack up like weird, you know, bad vibes and bad juju for all my New Orleans fans out there that taught me that word. So it's good that you got out of there. It just seemed like stuff just kept happening where I was like, man, we might have to do a search and rescue and get you out of there.
Yeah, I definitely saved somebody's life from a gunshot wound that happened right outside of my front door. So it was if that wasn't a sign that I had to get out of there, I don't know what was besides me getting shot. But, yeah, someone definitely got shot, bleeding out right in front of me. It was literally like a movie. I felt like I was in a movie, and it just kicked in, so I had to help the guy.
Well, it is funny you mentioned movie, because there's actually a couple of fan questions that revolve around that, so we'll get into those. Let's see. First fan question, who would play you in the movie of your life?
Who would play me in the movie of my life? I would have to say, I don't know, it's got to be a total BA, because that'd be one pretty exciting movie. If we had to go off looks, man, I don't know. I don't know anybody who looks like me that's in the, you know, the business world. But if it was a total BA, Matthew McConaughey, that'd be sweet. That would be sweet. He's a baller.
All right, all right, all right.
Exactly. That's my man right there.
I mean, that's got to be one of the best movie lines, because it's just, I mean, I'll tell fans out there, look, if you're a guy or a girl and you want to use a good line, maybe not at a bar, because I don't think bars are the best place to pick up people. I'm happily married. Uh-huh. I don't have to worry about this stuff. But if you can say that line similar to Matthew McConaughey, if you can't melt at least three people at the location you're at, then go to a different location. That's a great line.
Yes. Exactly. Yeah, he's I admire his work. He's pretty good, so nah, he'd be the first one I choose.
And also a native Texan.
There you go. Even better.
A lot of people don't realize that. If you actually pay attention to some of his movies, you can hear the accent come through a little bit.
Yeah, we all tend to show it here now and then here in Texas, especially with the y'all. People do not get the y'all, but y'all is just an everyday word for me, basically.
Yep, I have friends of mine that I grew up with that was their first word they said, so it makes sense to me.
Yeah. Right.
Next fan question. They want to know, what movie would you like to be in and what TV show?
What movie? I would have to say, let's see, TV show, that 70s show. Movie, probably Superbad. That's probably what I'd be in.
I could see that.
Yeah, me too. I could definitely see that.
The same fan asked me, and I said either one of the Star Wars movies or Titanic, and they asked me why, and I said because they made a crap ton of money, they continue to make money and continue to make residual money for people. I'm not that big of a fan of either movie, but if you're making a lot of money, I'd be a fan of that movie.
That is very true, and Star Wars would probably be pretty fun to be in.
It probably would be, even if you had to wear a stormtrooper outfit or something. You could all go, yeah, I'm the third from the right that falls off the Death Star right there.
I'm the one shooting lasers to the middle of nowhere, not hitting anything.
Yeah, I'm the one that looks drunk. I may have been.
Yeah. All right.
But let's see. And, we'll get into another question before we get into the last few here. If you could endorse a product, what product would that be?
Ooh, wow. That's a good one. I don't want to step any toes with, people that endorse this team. if I could pick any of them, probably just based off of looks and performance, would definitely have to be Nike. That would be pretty sweet too. They just all around, the running gear, which is what I'm using on a daily basis now. And, just based off the looks that they got, the way they got Oregon looking, you can't go wrong with choosing Nike.
Yeah, that's one of those little-known facts that I remind a lot of people about when they talk about all the different Oregon jerseys. I said, well, this is why they have so many jerseys. The Nike headquarters is right around the corner from Oregon.
Right.
And the guy who created Nike is a Oregon alumni. So they get anything
right,
they
exactly.
want.
Exactly. Yep, exactly.
Must be nice.
Yeah, it must be great. It must be real nice.
They just wake up one day and go, hey, I think we need a purple and yellow uniform with silver trim on the helmets. Okay, here you go.
Yeah, here you go. Yeah, the Allen High School here, which I graduated from, I must throw that in there. When they were going to state, the last time they went to state, Nike actually flew a helicopter, landed it on the practice field, and passed out these glittered, white Nike cleats that Mariota helped, design or whatever for our state game.
Oh.
And after I seen that kind of took me, it kind of took me for the future there. I'm definitely a fan of that.
Now, we did have a follow-up question sent in that was just sent in on our, it's not our Twitter feed. It must have been the text line. They said if you did endorse Nike, instead of the Flying Jordan logo, would yours be somebody crouched over a gunshot victim, or would you be holding your side for the Olympics?
That's funny. I think the more heroic one I would pick instead of the one of me basically falling through my death. I definitely would pick the gunshot wound one.
Man, we got some snarky fans here tonight. That is, man. Although it was funny, I'll give them that.
Yeah, it was pretty creative, I'm not gonna lie.
And apparently there are fans of the you being on the other shows as well, because the next fan question wants to know, how's the degree coming along?
How's the degree coming along? Wow, the degree is on pause right now for sure. I definitely want to know who asked that question. Probably putting on me this spot. Maybe my father pushing me to the degree, but I'm not sure. But that is a good question. No, I went to Louisiana Tech for a little bit, transferred here back home for financial reasons to come to Collin College. And during that process of studying sports management, I got the internship here, and then it turned into a full-time job. So I definitely would love one day to get my degree, but right now it's kind of on a hold.
You got plenty of time to do that. And according to my producer, he says it was not your dad that sent it in. He won't tell me who it is, but it was not your dad.
Okay, good. Yeah. I'll let my dad off the hook then.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, since we always give out shout-outs to people while we're on here, you know, shout-out to your high school, Allen High School there. And hopefully they have a good season this upcoming fall. Also, shout-outs to your twin sisters, Maya and Josie, and, of course, your number one fan, your little brother, Mikey Flat. So shout-out to you guys, and appreciate you guys listening, because I know you guys are listening right now.
Yeah, I love them all. I hate them all, but I love them all.
That's the way it works. Those are good siblings then.
Yeah. Yeah, they definitely support me. They definitely love game days, especially my brother is obsessed with the football team. My sisters, you know, love to bring their friends out. So, you know, the Mexican part of me has a lot of support. You know how the Mexican families are very, very supportive, and I definitely got that side of it. So I deeply appreciate my family and everything they do for me.
Absolutely, and we appreciate them not only supporting you but supporting the Revolution and this show, because, like I said, I know they listen, especially when you're on. So shout out to you guys, and we definitely appreciate it. A question I had for you, because I have recently become a fan of 153. Do you still have the slight man crush on Chris Arnold?
I did when I had more time to listen to it. More responsibilities kind of filled up my plate. I rarely listen to the radio anymore. But if anybody asks, I definitely would suggest 105.3 The Fan. Those guys are pretty funny.
Oh, absolutely. I listen to a couple of their podcast shows. I listen to Kevin and Corey. They're a little out there sometimes, but they're pretty funny. And then Sean and RJ are the one I listen to, because, I mean, I'm a Cowboys fan, so I got to listen to the local flavor. So those are the two I try to listen to. I actually got a few queued up on my podcast list right now. So if either of those four guys are listening, we appreciate it. Love to have you on the show sometime, and keep doing what you're doing.
Yeah, for sure. Props to you guys.
Because do they need to have you guys on. Do they ever have you guys on?
We've been on there, I believe, twice. Tim Brown, and then I believe Charlie's been on there, with the interview as well. So, they do support the team. Definitely Kevin. Kevin's out here, a couple of games a lot. So, Corey needs to step it up and come out here a little bit more often. But those guys really do, support us when they can. So, I appreciate them.
If I had their Twitters queued up, I would call them out right now on that.
There you go.
But since we don't, we'll do it in a post, hopefully here in a second.
There you go.
But just got a couple more questions for you. As I said, we're talking to the assistant general manager of our Texas Revolution, Mr. John Navarez Jr. It's kind of a fan question, but it was similar to one I was going to ask. So I kind of paraphrased both. And kind of the question is, as far as the Texas Revolution, where do we go from here?
My heart is here in Texas. My family is here in Texas. I would love to stay in Texas as long as I can. I love to win here. But no one woke up no one grew up wanting to be in arena football. Everybody wants to be in the NFL. So as soon as I'm ready, as soon as I get my application nice, sweet, and waiting on the recommendation from Tim Brown, I definitely will be putting that out there if the time is right and if there is an opportunity. But, I would go to another team in this league if it was another, if the situation was good enough. But I love the backing system I got here. I love the people here. I love this team. I definitely want to win here first to be able to say that I actually did win here first. But I would mainly would be looking to move up into the NFL or CFL rather than another team. But I definitely won't push that idea out the window. So.
Exactly. You always have to keep your options open, especially in the sports world. You know, you can be as partial as you want to be and as biased as you want to be, but, I mean, you have to take the better opportunity for yourself, for your family, all that kind of stuff. And unfortunately, sometimes that means you have to leave maybe a team that you're a real big fan of and go to one you may not like. But if it's a better opportunity, sometimes you got to take it.
Exactly. I couldn't imagine myself, you know, going against the Revs. But if that day had to come, I definitely would take the charge with any opportunity that I get. But definitely a Texas Revolution for the 2017 season.
Absolutely. And I'm right there with you on that because actually I had a fan ask me that, and it reminded me of a conversation I had with Matt that used to work with you guys a couple of years ago. Is that, you know, if another team approached me about doing this kind of stuff, I said, well, you know, if it was a really good opportunity, I would have to consider it. I would try to do both if I could. And if I had to make the choice, then, you know, I'd take the better opportunity. But, you know, like I said, in the sports world and in the business world, I encourage people, if you can better yourself and it's a good chance, it's worth the risk, then go for it.
Right. And, you know, like I mentioned before, my backing is, you know, damn near perfect. You know, I love the guys that gave me the opportunity to be here, you know, and the wing that I've been under from Tommy and Charlie, they definitely showed me a lot and almost about everything I know today in this business. So, and I've heard plenty of horror stories about other bosses in this, you know, in this business. So, you know, it'd be kind of weary leaving this place, but unfortunately sometimes that's got to happen. But definitely love it here. Definitely love the guys and I definitely love Texas and this situation. So
absolutely, and we definitely like you being a part of it. We have such fans that not only follow the Revolution but this show. I'd like to take some stuff I've already asked some of the players and they were actually asking it now. One fan question: I want to know if you were doing the interview, what question would you have for me?
What question would I have for you? I guess how many viewers that you've totally had or listeners that you've probably had since you've been doing this? This is the second season, correct?
Yeah, second full season, yeah.
Yeah, so I'd probably want to know how many listeners you've had in total, which would probably be pretty interesting to find out.
In total, I would say, because the weird thing is the software that we – this is not a cop-out or nothing. It's not like one of those who's it? Kevin Hart. You know, it's not like Kevin Hart's thing about the type of account he has. And if nobody's seen that, by all means, go look up that clip. But the way that we run the software, it's hard to track exactly how many are clicking. We have a different counter that we're trying to work on for that. But I'd say it's in the thousands, the small thousands probably that we've had at least over the last couple years combined over our listeners and interactive of Revolution Zone. It's been going just like you guys have.
Well, that's good. Well, that's good for you, and hopefully it just continues to grow without the, you know, throughout the years.
Absolutely. I definitely hope it does. But let's see. We had one more question that's being, I don't know why they couldn't text it to me to bring it around the table. And I like to describe these things when I'm on the radio because it's just like when people take a bow. They can't see you. I don't know why the people in this studio think they could take a bow. But they want to know. All right, here's the last fan question. And that fan question is, if you could work for another team in a different sport, what team would that be and what position would you want?
Another team in another sport. I'd definitely like to be a manager in MLB or a manager you know, for Major League Soccer or something. But if I could have a total dream job from a total different sport, man, I'd love to be the head honcho, the owner of Arsenal over there in Europe. That would be absolutely amazing.
Is that your favorite soccer team?
I wouldn't say favorite just because, you know, I'm a homebody. I like FC Dallas and, you know, United States teams. But I do know they are worth a lot of money. So that would be pretty sweet.
It definitely would. The reason I ask is because that's my favorite EPL team. So I was just curious if you were a runner fan like I was.
Gotcha. Yeah, no, I do root for them when they're on there, but if I had to pick anybody, over there in the European League, it'd probably be Manchester United, just to be on the bandwagon.
Yeah, I can't lie. When I first got into soccer, I was a bandwagon fan of theirs, mainly because, I mean, Beckham got me into soccer. People can, say all they want to about bad things here and there. Oh, I'm just a front runner or something, but Beckham did for soccer what Gretzky did for hockey. If it got you to the dance, then I'm happy you're here.
Yeah, that's true. That is very true. I most respect to that guy. But, obviously the Ronaldos and the Messis, we all love those guys because, they're
sure.
They didn't start a long time ago, but they're definitely pioneers with the skill and talent that, these youth guys are seeing now.
Exactly. I'm a big Wayne Rooney fan, so, that's where the Man U stuff
comes
in as well.
There you go.
He's like Wes Welker that plays soccer, and he's like a fireball. He never stops. I guess he's more like a super ball because he's just like constantly hauling all over the place.
Right. Yeah, I do agree with that. That guy is no joke.
But see, we'll have to talk soccer sometime then. Now I know that I can talk soccer with somebody.
Yep, definitely. I'm definitely a soccer guy for sure. And they get pretty upset at me when I'm turning the World Cup on. In the office during the season. They don't understand why, but, I'll be the only one there rooting, and they'll hear me randomly yell and cheer. I'm definitely a soccer fan.
Oh, and here we go. We start talking soccer, and this will be the last fan question, and I will let you on to your evening. So we have other stuff to work on, but I'm here as long as you want to be here as well. The last fan question, this will be the absolute last, so if you're sending any other questions, I'll catch John the next time he's on. To know, what would you do to grow the game of soccer in the United States?
That's to grow the game? Well,
yeah,
that is a pretty good one.
I guess to make it more popular. Yeah.
Right. I mean, they do a pretty good job with the youth programs, and I can kind of relate with the way we target our youth. Because basically to sell tickets, the youth can't drive, so they have to bring your adults. And
right.
If we target the youth as a soccer team, if little Johnny wants to play soccer and we get into his head and he actually agrees that he wants to play soccer, I think the parents really can't really argue with that. And, they're going to end up taking him to soccer practice if that's what he really wants to do. But I believe starting young, getting these guys in there young and make it a little bit harsh on them, showing the team values and stuff and how important it is to work as a team and to be able to have fun at the same time. But to answer that question, definitely attack the youth.
Absolutely. And then I have a new question. So that may have been the last fan question. This is my last question. What would be your message for the fans as of right now?
Hold on for 364 days. That's all I need. 364 days, and we're bringing the ring to Allen. So that's my message. I appreciate you guys. I love all you guys, and I'm very thankful for the support. I apologize that this season was cut short, but just give me 1 year. I'm going to do my best to make sure I bring that ring here home.
Absolutely. Well, John, it's been great having you back on. I'm going to try to keep all you guys on, even if it's on the other shows that aren't Revolution Zone as the NFL season picks up and the like. And, we'll definitely be talking off air as well. But, good luck to you in this off season. Obviously, if there's anything we can ever do, some of the new guys on, that's what the people here know. As soon as you guys sign somebody, I usually have them on within a week or so anyway, so they can get to know them. But, have a good off season. Enjoy these 60-hour work weeks as opposed to the 80. And hands up. Let's win one this next year.
Yeah, for sure, Jeremy. I deeply appreciate you, brother. I definitely would love to talk some NFL football as long as CIF football as well. All that good stuff. So feel free to give me a ring. I'd love to join on at any time. And we appreciate everything you do for our team.
Absolutely, you are very welcome. We appreciate everything you do and the Revolution do for the community and the football community as well. So I'll let you on with the rest of your evening. We'll see you on later down the road. And like I said, cannons up. Appreciate you being on, John.
Yes, sir. Cannons up, brother. We'll see you shortly. Have a good one.
And that was John Navarez, Jr., the assistant general manager of the Texas Revolution. I always enjoy having him on. He's fun to talk to. I wanted to talk about some of that Revolution stuff, the end of the year stuff. That's the kind of stuff you ask about. And a lot of people, you know, like you said, a lot of people, not most of you, you guys are pretty smart. Some people think, oh, it's off season. Everybody sits around in lounge chairs and hammocks and, you know, drinks free drinks and stuff like that. It's like, actually, pretty much from the time your final game is played, that season technically ends, the new season begins. Now, there was the exit physicals and stuff like that. But, you know, those kinds of things, barring those kinds of things, they're already into the next one. And I actually know he's in the process of trying to nail down a few right now. I can't speak on them, but as soon as I can, I will have those guys on. And like I said, he'll be on some other shows coming up that are not Revolution Zone. Actually, there will be, for our Georgia audience, the Georgia State Panther Zone show will be tomorrow night around 7. If you want to tune in, listen to some college football, especially from the Sun Belt. I believe they're playing some teams from over in the Texas area this year. We'll get into some stuff and some fun things on there, talk football and baseball at the state. Next week, Revolution Zone will be Tuesday, 7 Eastern. These are all Eastern times. It'll be 6 Pacific. Revolution Zone on Tuesday, Georgia State Panther Zone on Wednesday, and then Jaguar Zone will be Thursday. No, Falcon Zone will be Thursday. I had that backwards. Jaguar Zone will be the following Thursday. So if you guys want to listen to some NFL or talk some NFL, and, you know, a lot of us will open up the phone lines for questions and the like that. So, you know, definitely check out those. Do want to give a special shout-out and condolences and prayers for the families of Pat Summitt and Buddy Ryan, both of which passed away in the last 24 hours. Two phenomenal coaches. The coaching world and the sports world wouldn't be what it is without them. They definitely played integral parts in a lot of things that really shaped the productiveness and just the great stuff about sports now. So thoughts and condolences to Pat Summitt family and Buddy Ryan family. I know Robin Ricks up in Buffalo, you know, having to deal with that. So but that's actually going to do it for us this week. Appreciate my guest, John Varez Jr., coming on and talk a little bit about the end of the year and what Sonny Clark meant to the organization. Like I said, we're going to probably have him on in the next couple of weeks, talk about some of his new business ventures, and maybe we open the phones the next couple of weeks and let you call in, ask questions, comments, suggestions, ask riddles. I would say draw pictures, but, you know, we couldn't see them. But I'm Jeremy the Impact York. Thanks to Impact Media and Blog Talk Radio. This has been Revolution Zone. Cannons up. Go Revolution. We'll see you next week.
Was that not clear without the bam? Yeah, okay. Bam! What?